With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Local gas prices take a bit of a tumble. According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of regular self-service gas has fallen 9 cents to $5.73 a gallon since the last check on August 28th. The average price for premium self-service dipped 6 cents, taking it to $6.18. The average price of diesel is now $6.21. That's up a penny from last week. According to Offreg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at Brown's Industrial Park for $5.62 a gallon. That's down 2 cents from the best price last week. On the diesel side of things, refuel at the airport has the lowest price at $5.67 a gallon, unchanged from August 28th. You can find the latest gas prices at offreg.ky. Government continues to buy up property.
Purchased another 45 acres in Little Cayman for protection. There's two properties around the airfield of Little Cayman Airport that we recently purchased also for the expansion and the buffer that we need to purchase around the airport to help if we're going to keep the airport within its location that we're looking at. So we've just recently purchased two.
Lands Minister the Honorable J.E. Banks says government has also purchased a parcel of land for the expansion of the Northside Cemetery, along with another 4.5-acre parcel of beach property in Northside.
Where we will be able to split it about 3/4 of that for keep it for beach, and then the other portion we'll look at transitioning that for national housing or to build affordable homes on in the future.
The minister was speaking on Radio Cayman's For the Record. The National Gallery mourns the passing of Marlena Anglin, a, quote, cherished cultural icon and dedicated guardian of Cayman's traditional heritage.
Through her skill as a craft person, her generosity as a teacher, and her lifelong commitment to sharing traditional knowledge, Miss Marlena helped ensure that important Caymanian practices, stories, and ways of making were passed from one generation to the next.
National Gallery Director Natalie Urquhart tells Radio Cayman the gallery will hold examples of her work in the National Art Collection, where they will remain a, quote, enduring testament to her artistry and contribution to Cayman's cultural heritage. In regional news, as hot, dry, and windy conditions continue to affect the agriculture sector, the Jamaican Rural Agricultural Development Authority is urging farmers to take immediate action to protect their farms, crops, livestock, and livelihoods from bushfires. Jamaica has been experiencing below-average rainfall over the past 3 months at a time when the country would normally be receiving rainfall needed to recharge aquifers, replenish wells and rivers, and restore storage facilities. In response, the National Water Commission implemented a prohibition order against water wasting in several parishes, including Kingston and St. Andrew, on August 17th. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. The UN's weather agency has warned that the current El Niño event could deliver a huge blow to lives and economies. The phenomenon which causes temperatures to rise in the Pacific Ocean could be the strongest for more than 7 decades and last until February. Spain's prime minister says there is no solid evidence that Morocco orchestrated the mass influx of migrants into the North African territory of Ceuta. Pedro Sanchez told Parliament that no one foresaw the crossing of more than 70,000 people in July. Britain's Prime Minister Andy Burnham is meeting President Macron of France at Downing Street. Tackling irregular migration is high on the agenda, as well as continuing support for Ukraine. Rights groups in Sudan have warned that food is being used as a weapon of war after trucks carrying UN supplies were hit by an airstrike in South Kordofan State. More than 50 tons of food was destroyed. One person was killed. Kenya's President William Ruto has ordered a crackdown on foreigners running small businesses. He said immigrants should not run small shops reserved for locals. China has criticized a new French law which imposes a levy on so-called fast fashion items. A fee of up to $14 will be charged on mass-produced clothes that are so cheap they're not worth repairing. Many fast fashion brands are Chinese. Japan is planning to introduce tougher tests for some drivers aged over 75. It's an attempt to curb a rising number of accidents involving older people. BBC News.